Y'all, normally I wouldn't do this. It may be a little awkward for somebody, but there is an individual that has continued to hurt me weekly, sometimes on a daily basis, and I've tried reasoning with them individually, and it doesn't seem to get through to them at all, and so I'm just going to share it publicly. There's a person, not a person really, but there's an individual that poops in my side yard daily, sometimes weekly. I think I know who it is. I don't have evidence, but I think it's this white and orange cat that is in our neighborhood. And the problem is because I mow our yard and it's there waiting for me in the side yard. And I know it's gonna be there. He knows my timing. He knows when it's coming. He'll drop it off at night and there it is. He does his business. See, I didn't say crap because we're in a church. And so I said business, but he will do his business. And I go out there to mow, which you're probably like, just take a stick and flip it out of the way. But instead, I'm like pushing it, looking for it. I know to be looking for it. And I'm going, all of a sudden, it's like, I'll do the splits. I'll have to move. Sometimes it clears the lawnmower. The problem is because I often will mow my yard barefoot. I know, right? Like, I'm in recovery, though. So, I mean, you guys should know. I got issues. But so that makes it even more of a problem because then I'm really looking for it in case I step in it. But the only thing worse than stepping in that cat business is when I just like stubbornly, I'm like, whatever, and I just push over it and it blends it. It like emulsifies it and shoots it into the air with dust and I aspirate the cat business. I like breathe it. I'm like, like pushing through this cloud of cat dung that's been vaporized and it's horrible. And I do it every week. And this week, Laura was like, hey, there's two pretty big dog droppings in the front yard. You may want to get those before you mow. And for the first time, I did. I got the Tom Thumb bags, turned them inside out, grabbed it, put it in Penny's diaper pail, because that's where poop goes. And I mowed the yard safely. And for the first time, yeah, thank you, thank you. I even wore shoes. And for the first time, I was like, man, that's actually better, you know? You don't have to worry about anything. You don't step in it. You don't breathe it. Who knows what diseases I'm carrying from inhaling cat droppings. But I didn't do it until Laura told me, like, hey, you should go get that. Like, stop doing what you're doing. You should go get that. I was like, that's brilliant. Thank you. And I think a lot of us can relate. You're like, man, I know I shouldn't look at porn every night, and yet I do, and I hate it, and I know it's stupid, and I keep going back to it. And I know I shouldn't go back to that guy who treats me like crap, but I do, even though I hate it when he does. Or my controller anxiety, or my eating disorder. I know I shouldn't go into the bathroom after I have that meal and throw it up, but I do. And I keep doing that thing, just like me, mowing the yard and stepping in it or driving right over it. Like, we do these stupid things. And look, it's not a problem that just I have or just you have. It is universal for the human race, which is why the Spirit of God wrote in Romans 7:19 by Paul, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I can't carry it out. I know what I should do. I know what I want to do, and I can't. But he goes on, and he ends that chapter, and he says, thanks be to Jesus who will save me from this body of death. And so just like Laura had to tell me, like, hey, there's a better way. There's a better way with Jesus. We can't. You're going to keep going back to it. Whatever your thing is, the side yard business that you keep driving over, you're going to keep going back to it until Jesus and those around you can say, man, there's a better way. And then he's going to set you free. And that's what we're doing here tonight at Regeneration. It's what we do every night. So if it's your first time here, welcome to Regeneration. We don't always talk about cat droppings, but we always talk about this new life that we can have in Christ who sets us free from all those things, just like we sing about tonight.